Chapter 8. Who's the Girl? Monica felt a push in her back as the giant plane started to move, slowly at first, then quicker and quicker. Suddenly, the nose of the plane lifted, and the SAS 747 took off for Johannesburg. She looked out onto the wing, and remembered the woman standing on the wing of the Boeing Stearman plane at the water festival. She wondered if it really was a dangerous thing to do, and then she wondered how dangerous Vitjord was. 10 hours later, the 747 was over Johannesburg. Monica looked down at the city. She could see tall, modern buildings, large areas of low, poor houses on the edge of the city, and huge piles of earth from the gold mines. The Carlton Hotel was big and expensive. A smartly dressed hotel porter opened Monica's taxi door. Another porter carried her suitcase into the hotel. Monica checked in and found there was a note for her. "Have a rest. I will get in touch with you soon. Bloom." She went to her room, had a shower, and slept. It was early evening when she woke. She got dressed and went for a walk outside the hotel, but didn't go far. She passed lines of people waiting for minibuses. The women wore colored woolen hats and scarves. A barber was shaving a man's head by the side of the road. Monica was the only white person walking, and people looked at her. A police car stopped and asked if she wanted help. Monica said no, but walked quickly back to the hotel. The next morning she found the swimming pool on the roof of the hotel. There was no one else by the swimming pool. The area around the pool had glass sides, and Monica could look down at the city. Her hotel was full of rich business people and tourists, most of them white. The streets outside were a mixture of rich and poor. Most of the poor people were black. Monica lay by the pool and thought about her work. There are lots of questions. Why did someone shoot Carlson? What was Vitjord doing in London? What about Milam United? And what about Chapman? What was he doing? On the second day, nothing happened. Monica ate alone in the evening in a restaurant next to the hotel. She began to wonder what she was doing there. On the third day, as she was going up in the lift to the swimming pool, one of the hotel porters got in the lift with her and gave her a note. The note was from Bloom. "What's your name?" Monica asked.
"Joseph, madam," the porter said. "If there is anything I can do, let me know."
Monica got out of the lift on the 8th floor and went to the pool. She read Bloom's note. "Vitjord in Johannesburg. Meeting at Carlton today. Watch carefully." Monica lay down by the pool and listened to music on the Walkman. It was hot, and she felt tired. Through the windows of the pool, she could see the town and the gold mines around Johannesburg. Monica fell asleep.
"Hi!" someone shouted.
Monica woke up. There were other people by the pool now. Three men were sitting at a table about 10 meters away. Another man was walking towards them. He had white hair and a beard. It was Vitjord.
"Hi!"
Vitjord said again to the three men. He sat down at the table, and they started talking. Monica put on her sunglasses and pulled her hat down over her head. Then she lay on her side, put a cassette into the Walkman, and pressed record. She could hear every word of the men's conversation. Vitjord was telling the men about his visit to London.
Monica listened in horror. She couldn't believe her ears. Vitjord was buying a nuclear weapon.
"We're getting the bomb this week," he said. "Our friends are picking it up in Russia and bringing it to London. Then my private plane will fly the bomb to Mozambique. From Mozambique, we will bring the bomb here. When we've got it here, we can take over the South African government. We will have the power here and make South Africa once again the greatest white country in the world."
The other men smiled and nodded. Vitjord smiled back. Then his face became serious again.
"There's only one problem," Vitjord continued. "Carlson. He is much better now. Governments and businesses have given a lot of money since he was shot. Soon Carlson will have enough money, and then the Russians will be able to destroy their nuclear weapons. We must stop Carlson. One bomb is not enough for us. We need lots of bombs."
"Why didn't we kill Carlson in Stockholm?"
one of the men asked.
"There'll be another chance," Vitjord replied. "Carlson's out of hospital now. It's Friday today. He's having another meeting in Stockholm next Friday. First, we'll get our bomb, and then we'll get Carlson."
Vitjord hit the table with his hand. Then one of the men looked around and saw Monica.
"Who's the girl?" he said. "She keeps on looking at you."
"I don't know," replied Vitjord. "Go and get her."
Monica quickly got to her feet and walked over to the lift. She heard someone behind her. One of the men shouted,
"Hey, stop!"
Monica jumped into the lift and pressed ground floor. There was someone else in the lift. It was Joseph. She pulled the cassette out of the Walkman and gave it to Joseph.
"Send this to Bloom, please," she said.
The lift stopped at the third floor, and Joseph got out. Monica continued to the ground floor. The hotel entrance hall was busy. People looked at Monica in her bikini. She saw two men talking into radios. The men walked towards her. She tried to get back into the lift, but the doors were closed. She waited. The lift doors opened, and Monica stepped in.
"Hi,"
a voice said. It was Vitjord. The lift doors closed.